Today we have peppermint, cinnamon and clove, cedar, lavender, orange clove, orange patchouli, forest, and then some unscented varieties. I mix vegetable oils such as coconut, palm, castor, olive with lye and whatever scents and colors I want and whatever shapes I want to make it in. Oh, I think my favorite varies from the unscented, which is really, really bubbly and creamy, to I really, really like the astringent scents like lavender and clove. I just have always wanted to make soap. Since I was 16, I'd go down to Saturday Market in Portland, and there was a guy there making soap, and it was called the Oregon Soap Company. And I loved his soap so much, and I always thought someday I would try to make it, but I thought it was a lot harder than it is. And so I started reading about it and learned about it and realized it's not that hard. I can do that. So I've tried to model my soap to his recipe as much as I could just from going from his labels and from using his soap for so long. And I feel like I've gotten pretty close to replicating his soap. I can make a double batch in a couple hours, and then it has to sit in the mold for a couple days. Then I slice it all up. Then I set it on drying racks, and it needs to dry 4 weeks. 6 weeks is better. People tell me, I can't really smell anymore, but they tell me, you smell like your soap. And they walk in the house and go, whoa, what is that? You know? So I can't really smell anymore.